What are dynamic ST-T wave changes? The answer to this question is apparent in the definition of the word dynamic, which the dictionary describes as something in the process of constant change. So, why do we care about trying to identify the ECG finding of dynamic ST-T wave changes? The answer to this question is clinically important, because in a patient with new-onset cardiac-sounding chest pain, the finding of dynamic ST-T wave changes tells us that our patient is in need of prompt intervention, ideally by cardiac catheterization with acute reperfusion, if we hope to prevent progression through an acute cardiac event. It's important to appreciate that the process of acute coronary occlusion is not always all or none. By this I mean that the culprit coronary artery may close for some period of time, but it doesn't necessarily stay closed, and sometimes, even without intervention, there may be spontaneous reopening of this culprit artery, which may stay open, or which might partially or completely reclose again, as soon as a few minutes later. And some patients may continue to have a stuttering course during which the culprit artery opens and closes spontaneously several or even many times. Each patient is different, but sometimes you can tell at the bedside if and when the vessel is occluding again, because chest pain increases and ECG changes, such as hyperacute T waves, ST elevation, and reciprocal ST depression, recur. And in some of these patients, you can tell if and when the culprit artery reopens, because chest pain promptly becomes less, and the ECG changes that I just mentioned become smaller or completely resolve. The obvious danger for patients who present with this type of stuttering course is that the next time the culprit artery closes, it might not reopen again, in which case a large infarction will ensue. The obvious remedy for this danger is to identify patients with this type of stuttering course as soon as you can, especially if you see dynamic ST-T wave changes on serial ECGs that correspond to the coming and going of the patient's chest pain symptoms. These patients are at extremely high risk of evolving a large infarction, and cardiac cath should be performed as soon as this is possible. Caution: dynamic ST-T wave changes may be subtle, and careful observation may be needed to detect them. I go lead by lead. That is, I look at the ST-T wave in lead 1 of the first tracing, and then I'll compare this to the same lead 1 of the follow-up tracing, going one lead at a time for each of the 12 leads. Caveat: my main task when comparing serial ECGs is to determine if any changes I detect in the appearance of ST segments and T waves is real, that is, the result of increasing or decreasing ischemia, or if such changes are more likely the result of a shift in axis, a change in body position at the time the second ECG was recorded, faulty lead placement, or artifact with baseline wander, as all of these things can produce a change in ST-T wave appearance. As might be imagined, it is often not easy to determine if changes in ST-T wave appearance are real. Caution: the ECG of a patient in process of evolving an acute event may change in a matter of minutes. As a result, it's best to frequently repeat the ECG, sometimes in as little as 10 minutes after a previous ECG was recorded. It's better to get too many ECGs than not enough, and it's especially important to repeat the ECG if ever the patient's chest pain suddenly increases or suddenly decreases, as this is the best time to look for dynamic changes. A final caveat: benign repolarization patterns may sometimes show a change in ST-T wave appearance when an ECG is repeated a short while later. While this isn't a frequent occurrence, it is humbling when you see it, because this means that even when you do see a change between one ECG and the next, this is not 100% proof of an acutely evolving cardiac event. That said, it's better to cath an occasional patient who turns out to have normal coronary arteries than to overlook patients who turn out to have acute coronary occlusion. In summary, it's important to be aware of the concept of dynamic ST-T wave changes and to look carefully for such changes on the serial ECGs of patients who present with new symptoms, because on occasion, an initial or follow-up ECG by itself might not be sufficient to merit cath lab activation until you pick up the presence of dynamic ECG changes between the two tracings that correspond to an increase or decrease in the level of chest pain. It is on these occasions that the indication for acute cardiac cath may be made solely on the basis of detecting dynamic ECG changes.